bring in Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center. We've kind of turned the corner now as summer has disappeared on us and fall is definitely here, and talk about all those kind of things this morning. Dan, how are you today?
Just fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, as I mentioned, last week we had a 99-degree high earlier in the week, and then all of a sudden later in the week the calendar told us it was fall. Was the weatherman just kind of showing us this is what you could have had and now it's time to move on?
Well, it could be. That one day last week, as you mentioned, 99 here in Atlantic, 90s to around 100 in much of the Midwest. You know, one of the warmest days for so late in the season in many places, but it was kind of short-lived, and we've seen some cooler weather since then, and it looks like really some very nice fall weather coming up across the western Midwest this week. It looks like a fairly dry pattern. Temperatures will be below normal the next couple of days, but it does look like we'll see some above normal readings returning late this week and into the weekend. So really very nice conditions out there for fall harvest and just being outside coming up over the next several days.
Well, largely in this part of the state, we had kind of a wet start to the growing season, to the planting season. Then the growing season itself became very dry, so we kind of had extremes on both ends. What do we expect during harvest?
Well, it looks like, at least for the short term, not much rain in the forecast. September so far has been a little bit warmer and drier than normal, going back to the first of the month, kind of a similar trend to what we saw during the three summer months. But it's really hard to find the next significant rain chance coming into Iowa. I think that most of this week will be dry with a little chance of any rain, excellent conditions for harvest and field work. Even looking into the weekend and next week, some rain chances, but we could go through the 6 to 10 day period with below normal amounts and maybe even beyond that point. So it's really no sign of a wet pattern returning to the western Midwest, at least coming up through the first part of October, that will generally take temperatures down into the 60s for normal highs as we move into October. Nighttime readings more typically getting down into the 30s and 40s by that time. But temperature-wise, again, the coolest weather here in the short term is going to be to the east of Iowa and the warmest weather to the west of Iowa.
Well, as we always do, we see some spotty differences in the way the summer went. There's a few areas of the state that got an abundance of rainfall during the summer months. Is everybody around the state looking at a pretty decent harvest period, or are we going to see some changes and differences there?
No, I think for the most part, all of Iowa should have good harvest weather coming up the next week or 10 days. As you mentioned, going back into early summer, rainfall varied quite a bit across the state, and because of that, we saw some highly variable crop conditions, and I suspect we'll see that in the yields when the harvest is completed here this fall. But again, just about everybody west of the Mississippi River has good harvest weather coming up this week, and even beyond that, it looks like a pattern of fairly light precipitation. So really no slowing of harvest in Iowa or just about all the surrounding states coming up here in the near future.
Sure. Well, that's good news because we've suffered enough as far as out there trying to get crops to grow this year. But now if we can at least have a decent harvest and pull in what we have, that would be terrific. Dan, we've seen a pretty active start to the hurricane season down south, too. The folks along the eastern seaboard have already been watching Fiona as that passed by. But now Ian is barreling down on Florida, and we've seen some notes this year that some folks talking about this could be a particularly heavy hurricane season. What do you see?
Well, I think for the most part, it started out kind of slow. The official start of the hurricane season, you know, comes on June 1st, and it really wasn't too much activity through the early part of that season. Kind of unusual for a La Nina year. Typically, those years are more active in the tropics, but things have become more active recently. We just haven't had too many storms hit the U.S. so far. As you mentioned, Fiona went up the East Coast and did quite a bit of damage, actually, to the maritime provinces of Canada. That far southeastern part of Canada probably suffered the worst in the mainland part of North America from this system. Now we have Ian, which is strengthening in the Caribbean, and it certainly looks like that later this week some pretty major impacts in Florida, southern Georgia, southeastern Alabama. That looks like the area that will feel the first effects from Ian. Of course, it'll weaken as it moves inland, but that system could bring some heavy rain all the way from the southeastern U.S. up into the northeastern part of the country. So certainly, of all the storms so far this season, Ian will have the greatest impact on the continental U.S., but again, generally affecting just those far eastern areas.
Yeah, I guess I wondered. Sometimes we've seen, especially when some of these hurricane events hit up into the Gulf area, the Gulf of Mexico, sometimes we can see some remnants of some extra rain and things changing a little bit up here in our area. Not so much with Ian, but I mean, is that a possibility yet during the hurricane season?
Well, I think it's a possibility. There's certainly time yet for some storms to affect areas farther west, but you really need the storm to move more, as you mentioned, into the western Gulf. If a storm would hit Texas or Louisiana, sometimes that moisture can make it as far north as Iowa before it gets turned to the east. But no signs of any storms in that part of the Gulf right now. I think that some of the rain from the remnants of Ian may affect parts of Ohio, but it's primarily going to be an eastern U.S. Rain system as it moves northward. So certainly no sign of any storms farther west in the Gulf right now, but the season doesn't officially end until November 1st, and there's really very warm ocean temperatures across the Gulf, the Caribbean, and the Atlantic. So we're likely going to see some additional tropical systems developing as we head further into the fall. Just no sign of anything farther west here in the short term anyway.
Sure. Well, I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself at this point, but and I know a lot of folks do love the fall season because of the conditions, the cooler mornings, the more pleasant afternoons, changing of the colors, all those kinds of things. Are we going to see a pretty standard changing of the colors this year? You think the colors are going to look pretty normal?
Well, I think we will. The summer weather may have some impact on that. I'm not really too up on what conditions are best for ideal color changes, but I suspect that the summer rainfall may have had some effect on how the leaves changed this year because we had such wide variability in summer rainfall. Now, we have not seen really any significant freezing weather so far this year except in the far northern part of the country. Parts of North Dakota, northern Minnesota, through the northern Great Lakes have seen some lows in the low 30s. I don't see any really unusually cool weather coming into Iowa here in the short term. It's certainly getting to the time of year when we can see lows down in the 30s, but nothing as far as a hard freeze goes. So I suspect that especially areas that perhaps had some decent summer rainfall will see some pretty nice fall foliage. The drier areas, that may be a little bit different story.
Yeah, typically in Iowa, it kind of varies a third, a third, a third. We usually see about the first full week in October, things start to change in the northern part of the state, that middle third about the second week, and then down here in the southern third, we typically start to see that around the third full week of October. So we're still just a little bit of time away from that. One of the reasons I like fall is football. Other than that, I'm not a big fan of fall. Dan, you know why?
Because what comes after it,
exactly.
I'm going to guess that's your answer. Yeah.
It's the two-minute warning for me that winter is right around the corner. I know it's a little far down the road, but I keep hearing people telling me they're seeing all these reports about a snowier and colder winter this year. What do you see? Anything yet?
Well, I think that maybe the trend is going to lean that way with colder than normal temperatures, maybe a little bit more than normal snowfall. If you look at past years where we've had La Nina, there tends to be a little bit of a trend toward colder than normal weather and above normal snowfall, but that certainly is not the case every year. If you go back to the winter of 2011-12, which was a La Nina winter, we had an unusually warm winter. So it's certainly not a lock when you have this type of La Nina to get a cold and snowy winter, but if you average it out over those events through the years, it tends to lean in that direction. So I'm kind of leaning toward a little bit colder than normal, a little bit snowier than normal right now for the December through February time period. But how severe, it's just, that's almost impossible to say.
And, of course, that's always subject for you to change your mind at any particular time leading up to that, right?
That's right.
Always got to leave the door open. All right, very good. Well, Dan, thanks for the time this morning. Sure do appreciate it. It's good to hear we've got a real pleasant forecast here this week in the area, and good to hear that hopefully, fingers crossed for the most part, we'll continue along here over the next few weeks with some pretty decent and favorable harvest weather.
It certainly looks that way today. No big delays seen here in the near future.
All right, very good. Dan, thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome.